If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the warm-up show with Al and Jerry.
Hey, ABBA on a Monday. Get up and dance. What's going on?
Jerry, I called Josh Allen a wuss boy.
We got another wuss boy now.
I found another wuss boy. I called Josh Allen a wuss boy because he started a game that the Bills didn't need and all the starters were resting so they could be ready for the playoffs, but he took one snap so that he could say he started the game and keep his streak alive.
Yes.
It's totally fugazi.
Yep.
Well, Mikal Bridges did the same thing for the Knicks. He played 6 seconds.
It was tough, though. He sprinted down the floor.
Yeah, and then this article I was reading about him in the Post said that's the third time in this streak.
Is that true?
Where he has come in for seconds at a time and
then
left.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
How can you proudly say
I do not know.
You've played all these games?
I don't know, because to me, if you played 81 out of 82 games every year, you should stand up and be proud that in this day and age that you are playing 81 of 82 games. I guess maybe, I don't know, is there some financial gain at the end of a long Ironman type of streak? Maybe. Only thing I can think of.
Did Cal Ripken pull this crap? No, he did not.
I don't think he did.
No chance he did.
I don't think he did.
We'd have had an asterisk by it. This is just silly.
Interesting.
There's no way Cal Ripken did it. Because Cal Ripken did it because he was a man, not a wuss boy.
Let's see.
Now, if Mikal Bridges was here, I wouldn't say that to him. But
or knowing, Josh Allen.
Correct. But knowing neither one of those guys is going to come up into the studio or hunt me down in Bradley Beach, New Jersey, I could say, wuss boy. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
Then be proud of what? That you walked into a game. I could be in a Knicks game for 6 seconds. I mean,
yes,
six seconds.
Absolutely.
I could survive 6 seconds in a Knicks game.
No doubt.
I'm not going to drive to the hoop. But I could survive 6 seconds like Mikal Bridges did.
Everybody could. There's no question about it.
There's no way Cal Ripken did this because Cal Ripken wasn't making a mockery of the Ironman streak.
Right, and the equivalent of this, you know, talk about a mockery. And I don't think he ever did this. I want to be clear. Maybe he did. I don't think so, though. But the equivalent would be going out there, fielding your warm-up grounders, pitchers taking his warm-up pitches. He throws strike one, you come out of the game.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of this.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous.
Very ridiculous.
I completely agree.
Yeah. So that streak doesn't count. If I'm an NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, I come out today and I go, by the way, that Mikal Bridges streak is over. He did not start that game. I would. I'd be like, we're not making a mockery. You guys make a mockery of the regular season by now playing defense. We make a mockery of the league by just shooting 85-foot three-pointers. This is where I'm drawing the line. That record doesn't count.
And I think the same thing for the NFL, for Josh Allen.
Yes.
Should be the same thing.
Correct. Okay, Jerry, dual media availability today. Roger Goodell and Adam Silver. They both get up there. They go, by the way, both of those streaks are over.
Over.
Over. Goodbye. No questions. Goodbye. By the way, the NBA playoffs are set, Jerry. And your Knicks, well, you're a
They're
Nets
not
fan.
My Knicks.
The Knicks will play the Pistons. Now, let me ask you this. In this first round of the playoffs, do the teams try or do they not try? I'm trying to figure out where I am in NBA basketball.
No, they will.
They will try.
Yes, this should look more like real pro basketball than the crap we watch most of the regular. There have been good games this year. There have been. I mean, there have been some where you see the guys are given 100% for 40. Thank you very much for 48 minutes. But there have been some just dreadful BS games, as there are every year now. So this, I believe, every game will be, I don't like using the word a war, but they will be very physical.
Yeah.
And this Pistons team, as we saw last week when they played the Knicks, a very physical, young, up-and-coming team that was terrible last year but had the makings of being good. They're better than I thought sooner than they are. I thought maybe next year would have been their year to be a pro. I think they're – I could be wrong, but I don't think they won more than 15 games last year. And this year they're in the postseason and, like, not even in the play-in situation. Like, they're a six seed playing the Knicks, and I think they can give the Knicks fit. I think the Knicks will win, but I do think it'll be a physically tough matchup.
How long of a series is this first round? Do we know?
I will take the Knicks in six.
Knicks in six. Okay.
Yes. That's what I would do. And if it goes seven, I would have a lot of concern going forward that they could, assuming it's the Celtics, compete with the Celtics in the second round, just because even six, I think, could be physically demanding on them for what they're going to go up against. And who knows? I don't know who the Celtics are playing yet because of the whole play-in scenario stuff, but it's not, you know, I could see them winning in four and having a week off and having a vacation waiting for the Knicks.
But we expect this game to be like the old Bill Laimbeer Pistons, that would be knocking fools down on the floor.
I mean, that was what you saw in...
I hope so.
I don't... They're not that, but are they one of the more physical teams? Yeah, they are.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I also saw that the Pistons restricted who can purchase tickets for their home playoff games.
Yes, I saw this.
A lot of people thought this was, they didn't want Knicks fans who travel quite well, Jerry, to go to Detroit and turn that into a Knicks home game.
Yeah.
But the Pistons claim they're doing it because they don't want ticket fraud and ticket scalpers taking large amounts of tickets.
I think there's truth in both of what you just said.
That sounds about right.
I think they're worried about the Knicks fan getting their hands on a lot of tickets. And I also do think that they're worried about, because if StubHub, let's say StubHub or whoever gets their hands on a few thousand seats, well, that's the national ticket broker. Anybody can get those. And I could see them being concerned about both. I could see that.
When I was first starting to read the article, it said, Pistons placed geographical restrictions in who can purchase tickets. So I thought, oh, well, all I would need to do is get myself a VPN and say I'm in Detroit and buy myself some tickets.
Can you do that?
You cannot do that. The credit card you buy them with must have an address in Michigan or certain parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Ontario are allowed because they're in the area.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would have thought the same thing, actually.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's easy. But no.
So like your plan to buy 1,000 seats and then resell them is gone.
Gone. Unless I could find somebody in Detroit who wants to let me use their credit card and address.
I don't know. Well, who do we know?
Mike Valenti.
Oh, Valenti. There you go.
I'll call him later.
Perfect.
Hi, Mike.
You can Venmo him the cash and he can buy all the tickets and then you can sell them. You can split the profits.
Oh, that sounds like a great plan.
It's a nice plan.
Did you see Bruce Springsteen was at the Lakers game the other night?
I did. Yes, I did.
And he was sitting courtside there, and a ball came right at him.
Yeah.
And he caught it.
He looks phenomenal, by the way. Like,
he's
really good.
He's 72, I think. I think he's 73.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
And it was really cool. They showed this dude on the Lakers. No chance I'm going to say his name correctly, Jerry.
Come on. Yes, you can.
Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, it's pretty close. That's pretty good.
He looked absolutely stunned How would he even know who Bruce Springsteen is? This kid's like 20-something years old.
All right. I mean, I'm 51. I've heard of Beethoven.
Yeah.
There are certain guys. No, but honestly, there are certain people that I think are household names, even if you don't listen to them. There are.
But this is a guy who's on the Lakers who sees... They get big-time celebrities there. So you'd think he's used to seeing celebrities.
Jessica Alba was there.
Yeah, Jessica Alba was there. But he got one look at Bruce Springsteen. He was, like, shocked.
Well, but I would think, so in that way of thinking, I mean, you're talking about, I would think, for a lot of people, maybe not for Rui Hachimura, but for a lot of people, Bruce Springsteen is on that Mount Rushmore of musicians.
Yeah, classic rockers for sure.
I mean... There's a lot of, even like my son who's 15 has heard of Elvis Presley. So if Elvis, you know, was reincarnated from the dead and all of a sudden showed up at his baseball game,
that'd
he might
be cool.
Oh my God, bro. So I could see him being surprised, you know, maybe for some it wouldn't be that big a deal, but for him it clearly was. There's the boss.
The boss was there.
It did look cool. I agree with you.
He was there with Jimmy Iovine, who looks very strange.
Who's
now?
That?
He's like a longtime producer.
Oh, okay.
And John Legend, who's a loser.
And his wife is who?
That other loser.
Oh, she is too?
Yeah.
Because she was showing a lot of leg.
Chrissy Teigen.
Did you see that video?
I did not.
I mean, she. I guess it's her husband, and you know, her and John Legend, and I guess one of their kids.
Yeah.
And the camera pans over to them, and she's, dude, she just like lifts up her leg and show. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, wow.
Yeah, oh, I thought she was Mrs. Liberal. Can't show those things.
Oh, is that true?
Jerry, very political.
I had no idea.
Political losers, Jerry. Okay. That's all you need to know.
Fair enough.
They were all sitting together right there in the row.
Did you like the Bill Maher commentary?
I read some of it.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
It's worth your time.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Bill Maher's a weird one for me. I enjoy his podcast.
Okay.
His interview podcast.
Yeah, the one where he sits down, has a cigar, and drinks.
But I don't care for him.
Oh, that's fine. I was just talking about the commentary from his dinner.
That he met Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And he was wooed by him?
He kind of was.
Yeah.
It was interesting. He talked for like, you know, maybe 7 minutes about it. And it was interesting.
I did see, because my Twitter feed was just filled with UFC Saturday night fight.
Didn't even know there was a fight Saturday.
Well, I only know it because Trump was there. So 1,000 videos.
How'd that go for
this?
You?
Look at it.
That ruin your Saturday night?
No.
Was it the 40 degree weather and rain?
No, it was Sunday morning with my coffee as I was going through the news.
Oh, okay.
I saw all of that. Forget it. Like my Twitter feed, if there's a UFC fight, I don't even like UFC, but it's just brrr, then a Barstool was doing something. Brrr, I can't get to real news.
Well, is that the For You section or is that the following section?
That was my following section.
Oh, really?
But Barstool does this thing where if you just follow Barstool Sports to see what stories they post, mm-hmm. which is like what I enjoy, they'll do something like, we're all going to throw sausages at each other for 24 hours straight. And it's just all updates all day long.
So you were involved in a sausage fest yesterday.
It wasn't sausage, but I'm just saying, like, if that was the thing, it's just like constant updates. And it's like, oh my gosh. And it was like, look at this UFC fighter. He saluted Donald Trump. Look at this sausage contest. Look, Donald Trump passed by Cheryl Hines and didn't shake her hand. There's a cheddar cheese sausage being thrown at KFC. Trump walked past this one fight. Holy mackerel.
It really sounds amazing. Boy, what am I missing?
I was like, what is this?
You know what you do?
Give me UFOs.
You make me feel very good about not logging on all weekend.
I want to see UFOs, Jerry. I want to see this other stuff on my Twitter.
Then go to this thing called Google and just search UFOs and news.
Yeah, no, they don't show up anymore. We've kind of...
No, but if there is something that's been written about or video that's been out there, if you hit the news, it won't show up?
Sometimes. It depends.
No? Okay.
It depends.
Talk to Gemini.
Gemini.
By the way, I will tell you, and you are right about this, the Grok AI is by far the best one.
Yeah, it's really good.
Gemini's fine.
Yes.
Not nearly the same and as interactive as the Grok one is on Twitter.
Right. The Grok one, when you ask it questions, will ask you follow-ups.
It talks to you.
Yeah, that's what I told you, Jerry. It's my therapist.
Gemini really searches the internet and just gives you information, which is fine. Like I said, it's good. You're right. You feel like you're talking to someone with Grok.
Yeah, Gemini is a weird one. So the Gemini, I remember using it one day here when we were talking about there was some dude who struck out a ton already. He was already, Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
He had already struck out more than Tony Gwynn. So I asked Gemini, I go, Gemini, what's the least amount of strikeouts Tony Gwynn had in a season? It would not give me
That's a very basic question.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Based question.
Yeah.
It would not.
Interesting.
They go, well, Tony Gwynn, yeah, definitely known for not striking out a lot. So what's the least amount? But I have said to it a woman, but I go, why can't you? This is a fact.
Are you yelling at Gemini?
I was. All caps.
I'm not surprised. All you caps. Suck. Get out.
Yeah. Get out, Gemini.
I'm going to Grok.
Yes.
All right. It's 20 in front of 6. That close to a new week with Boomer and Geo. Don't go away here on the Fan.